The Culture of Capitalism by Alan McFarlane. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary: The Culture of Capitalism by Alan McFarlane is a book that examines the history of capitalism and its impact on society. It looks at the development of capitalism from its beginnings in the Middle Ages to its current form. McFarlane argues that capitalism has had a profound effect on the way people think and behave, and that it has shaped the culture of modern societies. He examines the various aspects of capitalism, including its economic, political, and social implications. He also looks at the role of the state in regulating and promoting capitalism, and the role of the individual in creating and sustaining it. McFarlane begins by looking at the origins of capitalism, tracing its roots back to the Middle Ages. He argues that the development of capitalism was a result of the emergence of a new type of economic system, which was based on the idea of private property and the pursuit of profit. He then looks at the development of the capitalist system in Europe, and how it spread to other parts of the world. He examines the various forms of capitalism, including mercantilism, industrial capitalism, and financial capitalism. He also looks at the role of the state in regulating and promoting capitalism, and the role of the individual in creating and sustaining it. McFarlane then looks at the impact of capitalism on society. He argues that capitalism has had a profound effect on the way people think and behave, and that it has shaped the culture of modern societies. He examines the various aspects of capitalism, including its economic, political, and social implications. He also looks at the role of the state in regulating and promoting capitalism, and the role of the individual in creating and sustaining it. He argues that capitalism has had a profound effect on the way people think and behave, and that it has shaped the culture of modern societies. Finally, McFarlane looks at the future of capitalism. He argues that capitalism is likely to remain the dominant economic system in the world, but that it will need to be regulated and managed in order to ensure its sustainability. He also argues that the culture of capitalism will continue to shape the way people think and behave, and that it will continue to have a profound effect on society. The Culture of Capitalism by Alan McFarlane is an insightful and thought-provoking book that examines the history of capitalism and its impact on society. It looks at the development of capitalism from its beginnings in the Middle Ages to its current form, and examines the various aspects of capitalism, including its economic, political, and social implications. It also looks at the role of the state in regulating and promoting capitalism, and the role of the individual in creating and sustaining it. The book provides an in-depth look at the history and culture of capitalism, and its implications for the future. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Culture of Capitalism is a study of the development of capitalism in England from the Middle Ages to the present day. Idea summary: The Culture of Capitalism is an exploration of the history of capitalism in England, from its beginnings in the Middle Ages to its current form. It examines the cultural, economic, and social factors that have shaped the development of capitalism in England. The Culture of Capitalism is a study of the development of capitalism in England from the Middle Ages to the present day. It examines the cultural, economic, and social factors that have shaped the development of capitalism in England. It looks at the ways in which the English have adapted to the changing economic environment, and how they have used the tools of capitalism to their advantage. It also looks at the ways in which the English have used the power of the state to shape the development of capitalism. Finally, it looks at the ways in which the English have used the power of the market to shape the development of capitalism. The book looks at the various forms of capitalism that have developed in England, from the early mercantilism of the Middle Ages to the modern industrial capitalism of the present day. It examines the role of the state in the development of capitalism, and the ways in which the state has used its power to shape the development of capitalism. It also looks at the ways in which the English have used the power of the market to shape the development of capitalism. Finally, it looks at the ways in which the English have used the power of culture to shape the development of capitalism. The Culture of Capitalism is an important book for anyone interested in the history of capitalism in England. It provides an in-depth look at the development of capitalism in England, and the ways in which the English have used the tools of capitalism to their advantage. It is an essential read for anyone interested in the history of capitalism in England. Main idea number 2. Capitalism is a complex system that is shaped by a variety of cultural, economic, and social forces. Idea summary: the culture of capitalism examines the various forces that have shaped the development of capitalism in England, including cultural, economic, and social factors. It looks at how these forces have interacted to create the capitalist system we know today. Capitalism is a complex system that is shaped by a variety of cultural, economic, and social forces. In his book The Culture of Capitalism, Alan MacFarlane examines the various forces that have shaped the development of capitalism in England. He looks at how cultural, economic, and social factors have interacted to create the capitalist system we know today. MacFarlane argues that the culture of capitalism is a product of the interplay between these forces, and that understanding this interplay is essential to understanding the development of capitalism. MacFarlane examines the cultural forces that have shaped the development of capitalism, such as the Protestant work ethic, the rise of the middle class, and the emergence of a consumer culture. He also looks at the economic forces, such as the growth of the Industrial Revolution, the development of the banking system, and the rise of the stock market. Finally, he looks at the social forces, such as the rise of the nation-state, the growth of the welfare state, and the emergence of a global economy. MacFarlane argues that the culture of capitalism is a product of the interplay between these forces, and that understanding this interplay is essential to understanding the development of capitalism. He also argues that the culture of capitalism is constantly evolving, and that it is important to be aware of the changes that are taking place in order to understand the current state of capitalism. By examining the various forces that have shaped the development of capitalism, MacFarlane provides an insightful look into the culture of capitalism and its evolution over time. Main idea number 3. Capitalism has been shaped by the values and beliefs of the English people. Idea summary: the culture of capitalism examines how the values and beliefs of the English people have shaped the development of capitalism in England. It looks at how these values and beliefs have been reflected in the economic and social structures of the country. The culture of capitalism examines how the values and beliefs of the English people have shaped the development of capitalism in England. It looks at how these values and beliefs have been reflected in the economic and social structures of the country. The book argues that the English people have a long-standing tradition of individualism, self-reliance, and a strong sense of personal responsibility. This has been reflected in the development of capitalism in England, with the emphasis on private property, free markets, and the pursuit of profit. The book also looks at how the English have embraced the idea of competition, and how this has been reflected in the development of the capitalist system. Finally, the book examines how the English have embraced the idea of progress, and how this has been reflected in the development of the capitalist system. The culture of capitalism provides an in-depth analysis of how the values and beliefs of the English people have shaped the development of capitalism in England. It looks at how these values and beliefs have been reflected in the economic and social structures of the country. The book argues that the English people have a long-standing tradition of individualism, self-reliance, and a strong sense of personal responsibility. This has been reflected in the development of capitalism in England, with the emphasis on private property, free markets, and the pursuit of profit. The book also looks at how the English have embraced the idea of competition, and how this has been reflected in the development of the capitalist system. Finally, the book examines how the English have embraced the idea of progress, and how this has been reflected in the development of the capitalist system. The culture of capitalism provides an insightful look into how the values and beliefs of the English people have shaped the development of capitalism in England. It examines how these values and beliefs have been reflected in the economic and social structures of the country. The book argues that the English people have a long-standing tradition of individualism, self-reliance, and a strong sense of personal responsibility. This has been reflected in the development of capitalism in England, with the emphasis on private property, free markets, and the pursuit of profit. The book also looks at how the English have embraced the idea of competition, and how this has been reflected in the development of the capitalist system. Finally, the book examines how the English have embraced the idea of progress, and how this has been reflected in the development of the capitalist system. Main idea number 4. The development of capitalism in England has been influenced by the Protestant Reformation. Idea summary: the culture of capitalism looks at how the Protestant Reformation has shaped the development of capitalism in England. It examines how the Reformation's emphasis on individualism and hard work has influenced the economic and social structures of the country. The Protestant Reformation had a profound impact on the development of capitalism in England. The Reformation's emphasis on individualism and hard work encouraged the development of a capitalist economy. This was seen in the rise of the merchant class, the growth of the banking system, and the development of a market economy. The Reformation also had a major impact on the social structure of England. It encouraged the rise of the middle class, which was made up of merchants, bankers, and other professionals. This class was able to accumulate wealth and power, and it was able to challenge the traditional power structures of the aristocracy. The Protestant Reformation also had an impact on the culture of England. It encouraged the development of a work ethic that valued hard work and individualism. This work ethic was seen in the rise of the Industrial Revolution, which was driven by the desire to increase productivity and efficiency. This work ethic also encouraged the development of a capitalist economy, as it encouraged people to invest their money in businesses and to take risks in order to make a profit. The Protestant Reformation has had a lasting impact on the development of capitalism in England. Its emphasis on individualism and hard work has shaped the economic and social structures of the country, and it has encouraged the development of a capitalist economy. The Reformation has also had a major impact on the culture of England, as it has encouraged the development of a work ethic that values hard work and individualism. Main idea number 5. The Industrial Revolution was a major factor in the development of capitalism in England. Idea summary: the culture of capitalism examines the role of the Industrial Revolution in the development of capitalism in England. It looks at how the technological advances of the Industrial Revolution allowed for the growth of large-scale industry and the emergence of a capitalist economy. The Industrial Revolution was a major factor in the development of capitalism in England. The culture of capitalism examines the role of the Industrial Revolution in the development of capitalism in England. It looks at how the technological advances of the Industrial Revolution allowed for the growth of large-scale industry and the emergence of a capitalist economy. The book argues that the Industrial Revolution was a key factor in the development of capitalism in England, as it enabled the production of goods on a much larger scale than ever before. This allowed for the emergence of a new class of entrepreneurs and capitalists who were able to take advantage of the new opportunities created by the Industrial Revolution. The book also looks at how the Industrial Revolution changed the way people worked, with the introduction of new technologies and the emergence of a new division of labor. This allowed for the emergence of a new class of workers, who were able to take advantage of the new opportunities created by the Industrial Revolution. Finally, the book looks at how the Industrial Revolution changed the way people lived, with the emergence of new forms of leisure and entertainment, and the emergence of a new consumer culture. The culture of capitalism argues that the Industrial Revolution was a major factor in the development of capitalism in England. It looks at how the technological advances of the Industrial Revolution allowed for the growth of large-scale industry and the emergence of a capitalist economy. The book also looks at how the Industrial Revolution changed the way people worked, with the introduction of new technologies and the emergence of a new division of labor. This allowed for the emergence of a new class of workers, who were able to take advantage of the new opportunities created by the Industrial Revolution. Finally, the book looks at how the Industrial Revolution changed the way people lived, with the emergence of new forms of leisure and entertainment, and the emergence of a new consumer culture. The book argues that the Industrial Revolution was a key factor in the development of capitalism in England, as it enabled the production of goods on a much larger scale than ever before, and allowed for the emergence of a new class of entrepreneurs and capitalists who were able to take advantage of the new opportunities created by the Industrial Revolution. Main idea number 6. The rise of the middle class was an important factor in the development of capitalism in England. Idea summary: The Culture of Capitalism looks at how the rise of the middle class in England was an important factor in the development of capitalism. It examines how the middle class provided the economic and social stability necessary for the growth of a capitalist economy. The rise of the middle class in England was an important factor in the development of capitalism. The middle class provided the economic and social stability necessary for the growth of a capitalist economy. They had the resources to invest in businesses, and the education and skills to manage them. They also had the political power to influence government policies that favored the development of capitalism. The middle class also provided a market for the goods and services produced by the capitalist system. They had the money to purchase the products of the new factories and the new technologies that were being developed. Finally, the middle class provided a cultural environment that was conducive to the development of capitalism. They embraced the values of hard work, thrift, and individualism that were essential to the success of the capitalist system. The rise of the middle class in England was a major factor in the development of capitalism. It provided the economic and social stability necessary for the growth of a capitalist economy. It also provided a market for the goods and services produced by the capitalist system. Finally, it provided a cultural environment that was conducive to the development of capitalism. The middle class was essential to the success of the capitalist system in England, and its rise was an important factor in the development of capitalism. Main idea number 7. The development of capitalism in England was shaped by the emergence of a market economy. Idea summary: The Culture of Capitalism examines how the emergence of a market economy in England was an important factor in the development of capitalism. It looks at how the market economy allowed for the growth of large-scale industry and the emergence of a capitalist economy. The Culture of Capitalism examines how the emergence of a market economy in England was an important factor in the development of capitalism. It looks at how the market economy allowed for the growth of large-scale industry and the emergence of a capitalist economy. The book argues that the development of capitalism in England was shaped by the emergence of a market economy, which provided the necessary conditions for the growth of large-scale industry and the development of a capitalist economy. It also examines the role of the state in the development of capitalism, and how the state played a role in creating the conditions for the growth of capitalism. Finally, the book looks at the impact of the market economy on the lives of ordinary people, and how it changed the way people lived and worked. The book examines the various aspects of the market economy, including the role of the state in creating the conditions for the growth of capitalism, the impact of the market economy on the lives of ordinary people, and the emergence of a capitalist economy. It also looks at the role of the state in regulating the market economy, and how the state played a role in creating the conditions for the growth of capitalism. Finally, the book looks at the impact of the market economy on the lives of ordinary people, and how it changed the way people lived and worked. Main idea number 8. The development of capitalism in England was shaped by the emergence of a consumer culture. Idea summary: The Culture of Capitalism looks at how the emergence of a consumer culture in England was an important factor in the development of capitalism. It examines how the consumer culture allowed for the growth of large-scale industry and the emergence of a capitalist economy. The development of capitalism in England was shaped by the emergence of a consumer culture. This consumer culture was a result of the increased availability of goods and services, as well as the rise of a new middle class with the means to purchase them. This consumer culture allowed for the growth of large-scale industry, which in turn created a capitalist economy. The consumer culture also had an impact on the way people thought about money and the value of goods, leading to a shift in attitudes towards the accumulation of wealth. This shift in attitudes allowed for the development of a capitalist system, where individuals could accumulate wealth and use it to invest in businesses and other ventures. The consumer culture also had an impact on the way people thought about work, leading to the emergence of a new type of labor market, where individuals could be hired and paid for their labor. This new labor market allowed for the growth of a capitalist economy, where individuals could use their labor to generate wealth. The emergence of a consumer culture in England was an important factor in the development of capitalism. It allowed for the growth of large-scale industry and the emergence of a capitalist economy. It also had an impact on the way people thought about money and the value of goods, leading to a shift in attitudes towards the accumulation of wealth. This shift in attitudes allowed for the development of a capitalist system, where individuals could accumulate wealth and use it to invest in businesses and other ventures. The consumer culture also had an impact on the way people thought about work, leading to the emergence of a new type of labor market, where individuals could be hired and paid for their labor. This new labor market allowed for the growth of a capitalist economy, where individuals could use their labor to generate wealth. Main idea number 9. The development of capitalism in England was shaped by the emergence of a capitalist class. Idea summary: the culture of capitalism examines how the emergence of a capitalist class in England was an important factor in the development of capitalism. It looks at how the capitalist class provided the economic and social stability necessary for the growth of a capitalist economy. The culture of capitalism examines how the emergence of a capitalist class in England was an important factor in the development of capitalism. It looks at how the capitalist class provided the economic and social stability necessary for the growth of a capitalist economy. The book argues that the capitalist class was able to create a culture of capitalism that was based on the principles of private property, free markets, and individualism. This culture was then able to spread to other parts of the world, leading to the development of capitalism in many countries. The book also looks at how the capitalist class was able to use its power to shape the economic and political systems of England, and how this had an impact on the development of capitalism. Finally, the book looks at how the capitalist class was able to use its influence to shape the culture of England, and how this had an impact on the development of capitalism. Main idea number 10. The development of capitalism in England was shaped by the emergence of a capitalist ideology. Idea summary: the culture of capitalism looks at how the emergence of a capitalist ideology in England was an important factor in the development of capitalism. It examines how the capitalist ideology provided the economic and social stability necessary for the growth of a capitalist economy. The Culture of Capitalism by Alan MacFarlane examines how the emergence of a capitalist ideology in England was an important factor in the development of capitalism. MacFarlane argues that the capitalist ideology provided the economic and social stability necessary for the growth of a capitalist economy. He explains that the capitalist ideology was based on the idea of private property, the pursuit of profit, and the belief that economic competition was beneficial. This ideology was embraced by the English ruling class and was used to justify the accumulation of wealth and the exploitation of labor. MacFarlane also argues that the capitalist ideology was used to legitimize the unequal distribution of wealth and power in England. He argues that this ideology was used to justify the exploitation of the working class and the concentration of wealth in the hands of the ruling class. MacFarlane also examines how the capitalist ideology was used to shape the development of the English economy. He argues that the capitalist ideology was used to promote the growth of industry and the development of a market economy. He explains that the capitalist ideology was used to encourage investment in new technologies and the development of new markets. He also argues that the capitalist ideology was used to legitimize the exploitation of labor and the concentration of wealth in the hands of the ruling class. Finally, MacFarlane argues that the capitalist ideology was used to justify the unequal distribution of wealth and power in England. The Culture of Capitalism provides an important insight into the development of capitalism in England. It examines how the emergence of a capitalist ideology was an important factor in the development of capitalism. It also examines how the capitalist ideology was used to shape the development of the English economy. Finally, it examines how the capitalist ideology was used to legitimize the exploitation of labor and the concentration of wealth in the hands of the ruling class.